You're listening to SBS News.
The discovery of a huge rocket embedded in a sheep paddock was only mildly surprising to pastoralist Peter Whittlesey.
Didn't completely surprise us, but we didn't expect to find something as big as this out in the middle of nowhere. We've actually changed the name of this paddock now to Rocket Paddock, and the tourists come in here and have a bit of a look at it. But it goes into the ground, we're only guessing, but 20 or 30 feet. And obviously the rockets all went off in the 50s, so it's got to be 70-odd years plus in age. So it's unique to this part of the world.
It's just one of the Cold War-era relics Peter and Margie found when they recently took on this half a million hectare sheep station in the South Australian outback at Mount Eber.
Okay, come on in through here.
Yep,
through here.
And then just mind your head because it's low. So come on in.
Oops. They've turned a mid-century bomb shelter into a wine bar tourist attraction, as Margie Whittlesey explains.
The bunkers came in when the Woomera Prohibited Area was opened up. So every station out here has got one of these. We've actually got four.
Woomera Prohibited Area, 500 kilometres north of Adelaide, was set up after World War II to test Britain's long-range weapons. A 1960s rocket launch pad briefly made Australia a player in the global space race. Wing Commander Gary Raines, Commanding Officer Air Force Test Rangers Squadron, oversees facilities at Woomera.
Between 1964 and 1970, there were 10 launches occurred from Woomera. And this is a significant event because it was the first satellite launch within Australia itself. So this is really one of those Australian success stories.
The 122,000 square kilometre testing area turns 75 this year and is now a globally significant weapons testing and evaluation site. The location, size and minimal electromagnetic interference at the Woomera Prohibited Area, or WPA, continues to make it ideal for testing modern weapons. And Defence is firing it up again with a $900 million upgrade.
This is a significant capability for the Australian Defence Force and Australia in general, our allies and partners. Yeah, this range really is limited by the technology associated with it.
But the test area is also shared by six native title groups who don't live on country but visit when the range is inactive, a growing resource sector and about 20 cattle and sheep stations. Land users are required to evacuate whenever the range is active for testing.
We're on a million acres here, and water is a huge issue for us here for stock water. So our stock, if we have to be evacuated for 3 or 4 days and we have water issues, our stock go without water. Our property is just too big to not be here during summer. It's crucial for us.
The Cold War era bunkers on stations in the area were built to protect people from any stray missiles falling out of the sky during rocket testing. Defence anticipates testing will increase steadily and substantially over the next decade, and those living in the firing line are calling for a modern day solution. At nearby cattle station, the Twins, Ryan Rankin recollects spotting rockets from the roof of his family's blast shelter.
So we used to watch them a bit, like when they used to fire something and it was going a long, long way away from here, so you didn't have to actually be off the property.
What did it look like? Describe it to me.
Oh, yeah, it's just a star in the sky, pretty much.
Now evacuation means a five-hour return trip north to Cooper Pedy. He wants Defence to build underground bunkers so pastoralists can remain on site during testing.
It's a big ask to lift families off of properties for maybe 4 or 5 failed attempts, you know, in a week, especially within the line that they fire them on. We need something that we can go into.
Wing Commander Gary Raines says that's part of an ongoing conversation.
Whilst it's a potential option, it's very difficult to construct something which would guarantee the safety of somebody staying in the range at that time.
Defence is exploring various options, but for now, visitors are welcome until the range fires up again. Peter Doherty, SBS News.